This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and, I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that, for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So,
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it, and the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midwest Street Cars, like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
For all you that care, I'm giving away 8 pistons from the original Crow. Go to the Crow 405 Facebook page, and it's pinned to the top. Sign up. It's free. Win your piston.
Okay. The podcast thing actually does cost us a lot of money, believe it or not, and we've yet to figure out how to make any money off the podcast. So what we've been told is that if we want to keep this podcast affordable or free for you to listen to or keep it going in general, and we don't have to go pawn all of our sound equipment, we need you to go do this survey. So you're going to have to go to podsurvey.com/chief, C-H-I-E-F, for those of you that can't hable. The survey is only going to take 5 minutes. We are going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. No one will ever see it or find out who you are. Your answers will help us find the advertisers that are well-matched to our show, you, your interests, and when you're finished, we're going to give you a drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So somebody's going to get a $100 Amazon gift card, and we're going to do that, like, what, once a month? Once a week? I don't know. We're going to do it a lot. So keep going to the podsurvey.com/chief, C-H-I-E-F, and thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so that we can keep the show free and we don't have to pawn all of our equipment for whatever, beer.
Yeah. Bills, man, to live.
We got bills.
You know? Need some new paint on the meth shack.
Yeah. Go get your Amazon gift card. Hit them up. And if they don't give you one, then tell Phantom to give you one. Okay. Kentucky, you say the welcome back this time. I don't want to say it. I'm tired. Say it.
But I'm not Chief and Sean.
Welcome back.
Nice.
Nailed it.
We're back. In the meth shack.
We are.
And it's not Tuesday.
No, it's not.
Matter of fact, I don't even know
what day
it
is.
Is it March?
What month? Is it March?
It's got to be
February.
I don't know what month it is.
I don't know either, but we're here.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long time. I haven't been here in a week or week and a half.
Eight, 9 days.
We've been doing nothing but testing and radio racing at Georgia. And we tested in Denton, and then we went to Georgia a week early.
And in Denton.
And then in Denton again.
And then I went to Tennessee and fixed the motor in my car.
You had a long couple days in Tennessee, didn't
you? Good God almighty, dude. We woke up Monday morning to go to the race in Georgia. And decided to look and see if anything was wrong with the car. And that's when we found giant clumps of things in the oil filter that looked like metal pieces of bearing and stuff. I mean, it looked like a wheel bearing exploded in my oil filter.
Come to find out, it was bearing.
Yeah, we were supposed to be leaving to go to Georgia. And man, we stood there and we were like, well, we can't stay home. So we got to fix the damn thing. So we just decided that we were going to fix it. We were just going to go on. So me and Monkey and his brother, Justin, the Monkey Brothers, we jumped in the truck and we're like, we'll just fix it when we get to Georgia. So we start driving and I talked to Butler and I'm like, hey, send me some parts down. We're going to need some parts in Georgia.
This thing is messed up.
Because this thing is jacked up.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, don't do that. Just come here. I got a whole machine shop. I was like, hey, yeah, that's cool. Tennessee, that's got to be on the way, right?
Somewhere around.
Turns out it's not really on the way. It's east, but it's not south. I needed to go south. So we drove like 10 hours. It was 10 or 12 hours to Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, which is a real big spot. Real big.
Like, that sounds like a big town.
It's a thriving metropolis.
Population, what, 500?
Dude, If you count the horses. Look, I ain't never seen Amish people like up close.
Fuck yeah.
They're everywhere there? They're
everywhere. Dude, it's so bad that like the Walgreens has a post that you could tie your horses up to with a trough. Nice. I swear to God. Swear. The Walmart, behind the Walmart.
They have water troughs?
Behind the Walmart has a whole stable that you can park your buggies.
Hell yeah.
And these Amish people, man, they love Walmart.
Why would Amish people go to Walmart, though? I thought they were, like, self-sufficient.
That's what I thought, too. But it turns out they don't really care if we use electricity to get them their shit. They're not going to use it.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
So, I know. I stayed in
there. They're settlers.
They're settlers.
They need their privacy.
No wires.
So we stayed in this hotel. It was a nice place, too, by the way. And I'm trying to sleep. Well, and I could hear this click clock, 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 click clock. And I was like, I'm like half asleep, and I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? It sounds like the fucking headless horseman's coming to get me. And it's just getting closer, click clock, click clock, click clock, click clock, and it's getting faster. And I was like, what the fuck? And then it goes whizzing by the hotel room.
Whizzing by at like 2 miles an hour.
It did. And you could hear that rickety ass buggy behind it, you know, and Seamus or whatever fuck his name is yelling at the horse. Hey, and then like two minutes later, I hear a siren. Like, this dude's running from the police on a fucking horse buggy. And I'm like, oh, man, this is really happening. So, anyway, we get there. We unload the car. Thankfully, Butler's got some room. It's raining, pouring rain. We get the motor jerked out of it. Turns out the motor's completely junk. I mean, it's just not even worth fucking with. And they're going to stay up all night and fix it. They let us go get some sleep because we've been driving all night. And so the next day, we go up there, and they're still working on it. You know, they're still line honing this motherfucker because I beat the fuck out of it. And so we're like, all right, we're not going to stand over their shoulders, so we're going to go find somewhere to eat. You know, so we go, and we're trying to find all-day breakfast in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. And turns out there's only one place that has all-day breakfast there. That's Pat's Cafe, and they done moved 3 or 4 times, so Google's full of shit. So we're driving all over town trying to find Pat's Cafe. We can't find it for nothing. Finally, you know, and we're dodging Amish people the whole time. They ain't got no lights on them buggies or nothing. They
no
got
lanterns
like,
or nothing?
No, they got like one candle hanging off that driver's side of this rig. How the fuck am I supposed to see that while I'm texting and watching a movie and everything else in my Duramax?
Listening to music, watching a movie, texting, talking.
Drinking a monster.
So we finally find somewhere to eat, and we made it about 15 minutes in that joint without anybody figuring out who we was. And then they figured it out. And man, the whole damn town of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee knew we was there. But it was really good food. Thanks to Pat, Pat's family and Holly and Teresa and Holly, and then all of them, you know.
I don't know.
No, it was good food though, and we ended up going back to Butler's. He had the motor ready later that night. Finally get the motor back in the car. It's Tuesday now. Or Wednesday, I don't even remember. Tuesday. So we get the motor back in, we put it all the way in the car. Notice that one of the wire of the head is hanging out.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw that.
Had to completely tear the motor back out of the car, rip it back apart, pull the heads back off of it, fix that.
How come y'all didn't just pull the head off in the car?
Well, because we weren't really sure. You know, you'd have to remove turbo and all that to do that. It would just been easier just pull it back out. Plus, we weren't really sure what else we forgot, so we figured we might as well pull it back out just in case. May need some machine work or something. So, got all that fixed. They got it back in the car, and we left Lawrenceburg, Tennessee at like 4 a.m. And so they let me sleep for a little while they were putting the motor back in the car the second time. Thankfully, the Monkey Brothers were on it, and the Butler Brothers were on it. So it was like brothers on brothers out there.
Yeah.
And I went back to the Amish in or whatever and got some sleep, and then when I get in the truck, we're fixing to roll out. It's 4 a.m. Tuesday. It's now Wednesday morning at 4 a.m. and I've got a 10-hour drive to Valdosta, Georgia. And so Monkey and Justin are like, we're gonna sleep. And I was like, all right, y'all sleep. And then right before, you know, of course my headlights are a little iffy, my truck sits a little weird, and I roll a little fast, right? So I'm taking Ritalin and anything else I can to stay awake. And right before Monkey passes out, he goes, hey, man, for real, they told us be real careful on this route because this is where all the Amish people are. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. He goes, man, they said them dudes get hit by fucking cars like 3 times a week.
And I heard
nobody can see them.
I heard it was foggy as shit, oh, dude, too.
So I get on the road, and of course, I'm doing like 100, 105 with a 32-foot trailer behind me trying to get to Georgia. And all of a sudden, it starts hitting me. Like, I'm gonna run smooth over Seamus. Like, I'm gonna blast right through rickety Seamus's cart, and I'm going to leave him splinters all over the road. And I was like, man, that's the last thing I need is be on TMZ all hopped up on Ritalin and Monster Energy drinks, and I'm running through fucking Amish people.
Yeah, that'd be a bad day.
Yeah. So I start slowing it down. Then the fog comes in. I can't see 10 foot in front of my face. Finally, I'm like, fuck it. Hey, at this point, ain't nobody going to know who if I hit them anyway because nobody can see 10 foot in front of them. And if they're out here on a fucking buggy at 5 a.m. in the fog, like,
yeah,
they should have been a little to the right, I feel like. So we just start blasting. We blasted the whole way through, drove straight through. We got to Georgia like what?
Man, it didn't take y'all 10 hours.
No, we were
y'all were hauling ass.
We blew the tranny up. The tranny overheated and blew all the tranny fluid out of it like somewhere through the hills of some fucking where. I don't know. All I know is I pulled over and they were asleep. And they woke up and they're like, what are you getting ice and stuff for? I said, well, I figure I'll go ahead and get everything right here before we get there. They're like, we're close? I'm like, well, I think we're like 4 hours away. They're like, why would you be getting all that? I said, well, I'm also letting the transmission cool down. That thing, dude, I was booking through them mountains. Well,
Appalachian.
I think it was like noon or something maybe. Whenever you guys showed up. It was like 12,
yeah,
maybe 1.
It was
one.
Around noon.
Because I'm pretty noon-ish. Sure I had already blown the tires off twice by the time you got
two or three times.
Yeah.
So when we finally get to the track, though, you had already rebuilt your motor in the pits.
I did, man. I thought, man, I got to jump on this fucking deal, you know? We put the car in the trailer after it went the fastest it's ever been, you know, the weekend before we went a 433 at 178.
And little did you know.
And I thought I was good.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we did.
I come to do the maintenance on Sunday before we loaded in the trailer to leave, and I torqued the heads. Everything seemed great. Put it in the car and...
Trailer.
Yeah, put the car in the trailer.
There you go.
Sorry, man. So, like I said, it's been a long...
It's all good.
Long week. So... Little did we know, the heads leaked water into the cylinders the whole way down there. So I get the car out. I go to tech in. You know, at this time, I'm like in chill mode because I'm like, shh, we're ready.
We ain't got to qualify this Thursday.
I'm going to have to qualify for 2 days. I could go make a pass right now, I thought. So I was like, I'm going to fire this thing up, put a little heat in it. And at this time, it's just me and Dad there. I didn't even have Kentucky there at that time. They were still driving the RV to the place. And, man, that sucker was locked up smooth, hydrolocked. So I thought it had broke the starter because it was really loud whenever it locked up.
Ooh,
so it really scared the shit out of me. So I went ahead and I pulled the front end off of it. I pulled the car over to tech in, and then we started pulling the heads off of it.
Look, you didn't bend a rod.
Well, I mean, I got steel rods in it, so... If it would have been an aluminum rod, I think by the third time I had tried to start before I realized what was going on, I feel like it probably would have bent the rod.
But it didn't.
You
rebuilt yours right there, got it back together.
I don't say rebuilt, man. I saw somebody get all pissed off on the internet.
We wouldn't say rebuilt.
I had said I rebuilt the motor. Somebody got all pissed off and said, no, you didn't. You just pulled the heads off.
Oh yeah, you just
so
hey, usually a head
but
gasket.
A lot of people don't know is when you got to pull the heads off that thing, the exhaust got to come off, turbos, intake.
Yeah. Who the
all
fuck has to
shit.
Pull their turbos off to pull the head off?
You,
yeah,
and you.
That's ridiculous.
Whoa! My turbo don't have to come all the way off, but the piping,
exhaust,
might be
waste
way.
Gates, everything
all of
had
it.
To come off.
That sucks.
Yeah,
that's so. You
might
know,
as well
it,
pull
it,
the motor out.
I was transmission bolts and torque converter from pulling the motor out.
Okay, well, don't ever say you rebuilt it again.
I know, it's bullshit. Yeah, because we fucking bullshit. Lying to people.
Head gaskets.
But you fixed it.
Yes. Fixed.
Well, I mean, we did.
Found
we
head gaskets it. There, and it was all good.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, we kind of found them there. They took 12 hours to get there, but, you
they
know.
Took a long time to get there.
It took me 12 hours to get there.
But we got them. So, and then we stayed up. We ended up getting them that night at, what, 11:30?
Yeah, it was about 11:30.
We worked on the car till 2.
2:30, about 3, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And then I was like,
in the trailer, though.
We pushed the car in the trailer because it's so damn cold. And
there's not a lot of room in there with the car.
There isn't a lot of room. But the video that Phantom made.
Yeah, it was sweet.
That deal.
The
I thought it was
time lapse.
Cool, the time lapse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
cool. Well, we get there. You had already had yours fixed by the time I get there. and it's now Wednesday at like what, noon or 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We dumped mine out of the box. We hadn't even fired it yet because we wanted to let the silicone dry as long as possible. Hauled ass over, got the car teched in. Of course, the tech in guy's like, Jesus, you should be like 200 pounds lighter because you have the punkest motor I've ever seen and the punkest turbos ever. But
yeah, so he was on our side. You know, yeah, I mean,
he told me, like, he said, man, I seen a lot of bad motherfuckers come through here this week, and this ain't it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, John Sears, he's the one who does all the tech in for all these big, I mean, he writes rules in this stuff.
He actually came over there, and when he teched the car in, he said, dude, what the hell turbos are those? And I was like, they're just 88s, old school 88 and 91s, you know? And he's like, dude.
Yeah, they're not even the pro mods.
He said, you should get like 200 pounds off. I said, yeah, they're not going to give me that. He's like, well, that's pretty messed up, but whatever. So I had to weigh the same as everybody else. Actually, I was heavier than like the most guys, like Keith Haney and the nitrous cars. Dude, I'm like 200 pounds heavier than them. Yeah. I was like 150 pounds heavier than the blower cars of Shadow and those guys. They could be like 25, 50.
Yep,
I got to be 2,700 pounds. Like, you know,
chicken shit.
They got 948 cubic inch motors that cost $150,000, and I got a 455 that cost me 12 grand. And I got to weigh the same as them or more? That's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, not even the same as them.
I got to weigh more than them.
Like 200 pounds. Yeah.
Well, we got there. We busted out of the box, fired up, go up there. We're just trying to get some data. My guys, they were like, please, God, for the love of God, we don't have another one of those cranks. Like, that's the only crank right now.
In the world.
Yeah, you wiped that one. You wiped that one out, and we're extinct. And so they were like, shut it up. Click it off at 3:30. And I was like, all right, I'll do that. Roll up there, turn it way down, just hoping to get a baseline, just hoping to get something that says – we're okay, and clicked it off at 3:30, and it was fast. It was really fast. I was like, whoa. I was like, dude, that motor must have been hurt for a while, because now we got something fast. So we knew right then that the car was going to be fast if we could just quit working on it.
Yeah, but, and get some sleep.
Lo and behold, it wasn't going to let us. So they were still trashing the oil lines or in the motor somewhere. It wiped the bearings out again. So after our first qualifier, we went like, what, a 20-something?
26,
the first qualifier, and then come back up for the nighttime deal, went at 18.
Yeah, pedaling it a couple times,
went at 18. That put us in the show at first. We were qualified, but then we really needed to go faster in the next session, but we had to stay up all night and rebuild the motor again, put slide bearings in the motor again. So it kind of put us in a weird spot because we hadn't slept, we hadn't ate, all we'd done is work on the car, and we really needed to go faster the next session, but we kept adding power to it, and the car's going left harder and harder, and we didn't have time to fix the car going left because we were too busy fixing the motor. So the next session, I think we went up there and went a 13 or something, or 17 or 13 or 18, I don't remember, pedaling it. Yeah. It wasn't enough to get me in the show. Everybody went faster the next round, and I ended up, the bump was like 414, and on the last round of qualifying, it was in the daytime. I smoked the tires, turned it way up, tried to shoot for a 08 or 09. And I just wasn't thinking right, and it smoked the tires in the heat. So that kind of knocked me out of the show. But, I mean, dude, this is the fastest radial versus the world class I've ever seen. I mean, dude, like what? Yeah, there was 10 or 11 cars in the threes?
Yes.
That's insane, dude.
Three, eight.
2 years ago, a 14 would have put me in number one qualifier. You know what I mean? Like,
and not to mention, those cars were doing it in the heat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There was an 80. Who was it? Mahalik.
Mahalik, yeah.
Who? What's his name? What's his name, Phantom? Macaulay, what's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay McCalkin. On the way home, he said something about McCulloch, and I was like, yeah, Mahalik was pretty fast, too.
Both of those guys.
So anyways, I mean, that fucker went like an 89 or something in the heat.
Yeah.
Everybody else out there smoking.
That car's so fucking sweet.
We were. I mean, that guy can run a 89, and I can't run a 40 in the heat. So... It was amazing, man,
to watch how these cars have come along.
And, I mean, I felt like we were ready, but so much stuff changed just by changing the head gaskets in my car.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, I probably wouldn't have even made the passes that I made if Chief wouldn't have said, I mean, did you check the timing? And I was like... Well, I put it back together the same way it came apart.
Identical.
You know, and he was like, but then I remembered. I was like, oh man, no, hey, I did put the distributor in a little bit different this time because I went ahead and I set the phasing at 18 instead of 25 like it was last week. Because man, I'm jerking so much timing out of this thing now that I'm thinking
You might have a rotor phase problem.
At one point, I may have a problem. So I went ahead and put it at 18. Chief mentioned you might put a timing light on it, see where you're at with timing. Well, the whole map was 4 degrees heavy on timing. So pretty much everything I was pulling out at the hit, it was
going right back.
It was going right back in, and we're smoking the tires. So, you know, it happens,
I guess. It's just not our game yet. You know what I mean? It's our first one of these big races that we went to with these two cars in their current situation. And we learned a lot, you know. But what's crazy is like, you know, we got faster every hit with my car. Your car, you were going rounds. So you couldn't really shoot for the fences because you're going rounds. Like you're actually in the show, qualified middle of the field, if not top 10?
Qualified 11.
So you're going rounds. You won your first round. Of course, I'm over in the stands betting money. And, man, I tell you what, everybody in the stands over there
wanted me to lose.
If you're listening, you know who you are because you handed me piles of money. Everybody over there was betting against the Murder Nova. Of course, that's my boy, so I can't bet against him no matter what. You know, and they're like, I don't care. They're like, he can't beat this guy, blah, blah, blah. Plus, in the heat, he'll smoke the tires. I said, I don't care what y'all say. Anybody over here wants to bet against the Murder Nova, I'll take that bet right now. And man, I think I probably won like $1,700 on your pass where you pedaled it.
The Willis pass?
The other one.
One where as soon as y'all let off the brake.
I was really scared that pass because he was out on me, and then I had to pedal it, and I was like, oh shit. And you know as well as I do, you can't pedal those cars real fast. Hey, and I pedaled that bitch fast.
Yeah, when you left the starting line with that dude. And I had all that money on you. And, of course, I'm covering every bet over there. Me and George from Wisco, we was pretty much covering every bet on the Murder Nova. And, dude, that car moved like 15 foot and smoked the tires. And I went, oh, damn.
Well, I won 28-60 footed on that pass.
They all start jumping up and down around me because they're like, you're fucked. And I was like, wait. Nope. Don't take the
Murder
money
Nova
yet.
Come on
don't
hour.
Take the money yet. Sure enough, Murder Nova fucking put some mile an hour on him, drove around him, got the wind light. Dude, I acted like a fool. If anybody's got video of that, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, we need to see that video if you do have video.
Yeah, if you do have it, I need to see that video.
You could
email it to MidwestStreetCarsAuto@gmail.com.
I have been drinking a lot, and it was like a canned good drive over there for Chief. It was like I lost my house in a tornado or something.
Oh, so everybody.
Because everybody over there was bringing me beer, and I was taking it. So I won a lot of money on you over there, by the way. Thank you for that. And you made some new fans over there because everybody was pumped up about you know, pedaling it, get back in it, driving around. That was pretty cool. And you went to what, the semis?
I went to the semis. I did.
Went all the way to semis, had to face Barry Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
He was like the 275 man. I mean, he beat me last year in my other car. He's hard to beat.
He can race car,
He
man.
Can race car. He won, he won ODR, he won Outlaw Drag Radio, and he won Pro 275 at this race.
Yeah, that guy can race
what
car.
The fuck, dude?
Yeah, I don't know.
How you beat a guy like that?
I'll happen the shit out of that
car. How you beat a guy with a nitrous car that can win ODR and Pro 275 in the same night?
Like and not only does he have the car, but I thought, if anything, I'm definitely going to have to cut a light on this dude. You know, so we all know I can't really cut a light.
You haven't in the past, but you learned.
He did pretty good this
past. You did pretty good, yeah.
But I thought, light. The whole time I'm bumping in, I'm going light. All I'm looking at is the light, thinking if I have any kind of fucking chance to outrun him, I've got to cut him on the light. So I go a 010 light
on the tree.
Yeah, which is the best light I have ever been in my life. I mean,
10 thousandths from perfect.
Yes,
10 thousandths from 11 thousandths from red lighting, 10 thousandths from perfect.
So I barely even see the ambers, and I'm already fucking leaving, you know? And I thought, hell yeah, I at least treat him. That motherfucker went a 008 on my ass. So the dude can race car. He can tree.
He can 275.
He can 275. He can do everything, man.
Dude, he's hard to beat, man. He's a bad motherfucker, and he's super fucking nice. It's hard to even get mad at him because he's so nice.
He's a really nice dude.
And his wife is nice. His whole family is nice. There's a bunch of nice people over there.
I talked to their crew quite a bit this
week. And I feel like they really deserve to win more than we did because we're kind of assholes.
We are.
You know? We're kind of jerks to people. Yeah. They're really nice to people.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if I'd have won. Barry, I like you, buddy. But I would have talked a lot of shit.
He went ham on him, just like I did over there in the stands. And I was screaming at all them little kids handing me money. I was like, that's right, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Don't ever doubt a Murder Nova again. Tell him I said it. I was screaming at him.
Yeah.
You old bully.
Yeah, man. The fans, oh, my Lord. there was so many people. I've been to this race before. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have never seen that many people there.
There's never been that many people there.
That was incredible. They were at capacity Friday morning at noon. Like
they said, okay, we got to shut the gates. Sorry.
That was it. They couldn't let anybody else in. It was just over.
Traffic backed up down I-75.
There was traffic 5 miles both directions to the highway. And I'm, you know me, I didn't get a lot of sleep. So I didn't really get up till, 11 or whatever. And I start heading to the track and dude, there's a line all the way from 5 miles from the track. And I'm like, I'm never going to get in this motherfucker.
Then you had to take the ditch.
Like, and yeah, there's friends of mine that were in line waiting to get in. And they're telling me I've been here for 3 hours and I'm like, yeah, I can't do this. I gotta get there. I got things to do and people to see and shit. So yeah, I went around a cop on the shoulder, figured he couldn't catch me in time. Then I went past another guy, looked like a highway patrol or something, or he may have been animal control for all I know. I don't know, but I hit the ditch in the Duramax and was just riding down the ditch.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, the whole way. Finally made it to the track and got in there. And of course, whoever was after me, they couldn't get to me by the time I went through all them people. So there's a lot of people pissed off that I did that. But at the same time, man, I got to get there.
You had to get in and race, you know?
Yeah, we were racing.
It was time to race cars.
But yeah, there was people texting me that were still in line even after I went in. That was still there for 3 or 4 hours waiting to get into the fucking racetrack.
I mean, there's a lot of people that I saw that were talking about they drove 6 hours to get there. When they got there, they couldn't get in.
Yeah, that's insane.
We actually had people that was supposed to cook us dinner that night that couldn't get in, so we didn't have nothing to eat that night.
Jeez, dude. We were hungry. Yeah, it was insane. So many of the fans are great, and I'm really thankful that we have good fans. You know what I mean? Like, we have a lot of really good fans, and we have a lot of really nice people. But then there's a lot of Mick assholes out there, and so some people would see me and they'd be like, "Man, Chief, you look wore out." And you may not understand, but before I talked to your nice ass, I talked to 50 jerks. You know what I mean? Who said real dick shit all day. So it's really hard to keep a smile on. You know, it makes it difficult. And that's why whenever you see the little kids or you see the people that can make you smile or make you laugh or they can kind of help your day get better, man, that's the coolest thing in the world. And then you remember that you're making their day better because they get to see you and they've been wanting to see you all day.
Yeah.
So then you get better again. But then, four more people later, there's some jerk off. You know what I mean?
Well, and it doesn't matter. I mean, I know for a fact one day we were both out there every bit of 6 hours signing autographs, taking pictures. And then you get somebody who comes over there 10 minutes after you get done, from being out there for 6 hours, and he wants to bitch and yell at you and come out here,
hope these are your fans,
and then they get pissed off and hope you guys get y'all's asses whipped and turn around and walk off.
Yeah.
Whenever
I got out of the car and realized I didn't qualify, I was fucking pissed. You know what I mean? I was really angry with myself and with my, the whole situation. Because I knew I had the car to qualify. I just didn't. I had motor trouble, and I just couldn't get it together.
You didn't have the time, man.
Right, I didn't have the time. So I get out of the car after not qualifying, and I see so many people waiting for us outside of the pit, and it's like, all right, man, I'm just going to go out there and just knock through as many of these as I can and try and do what I'm supposed to do here, you know? And it's like, man, I got out there, and, dude, it was like 4 hours later before people are like, hey, dude, you've been out there 4 hours. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm just drained, dude, top to bottom drained, you know. But like I said, I mean, for every jerk off, you know what I mean, that says some mean or stupid shit, there's fucking 10 little kids behind him that are just dying to meet you, you know. And people, they were drawing pictures. They giving me pictures that they had drawn of my cars and, like, you know, it's just the fans are crazy. The little
kids are what makes it worth
it,
man.
Are crazy. And then, you know, of course, then there's crazy females, like insane females. You know, there's the younger female, like the teenagers who are just like losing their fucking minds.
I seen one chick balling. Dude. I thought she was going to pass out.
Yeah.
I really thought she was going to pass out.
Yeah. I felt like I was Justin Bieber for a minute.
I didn't know what else to do except to hug her.
Yeah.
You know,
dude.
I mean. Well, I gave her yeah, two or three.
I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about her name is Autumn is her name. And her sister told me that she walks around the house listening to the podcast up all the way. So if that's for real, then Autumn, we've nicknamed
all the way.
We've nicknamed Autumn Puddles.
Puddles. So her new nickname is Puddles.
good nickname.
So she's standing there in the staging lanes, and I'm in the car, and I can see her like ducking down trying to see me, right? And she keeps like trying to see in my eyes, see if it's me in the car. And I've seen her do it 3 or 4 times, and I was like, okay. I was like, this, you know, everybody's trying to look in the car, and it's so weird anyway, because I'm trying to get geared up not to crash on these little bitty tires with 2,500 horsepower, and pretty sure that I'm going to drive over the crankshaft at any minute, oil the place down, spin the car a million times, flip it over the wall and into a barrel of people. So I'm like trying to keep that out of my mind, but all these people are like sticking their phones in the holes in my door to take pictures of me, and I'm a germaphobe, right? So it's the hardest thing ever to be like this as a germaphobe, because, dude, people shake my hands all day, touch my neck, and they put their arm on it. It's just, oh, God. Well, then I'm in the car, my sanctuary, right? I got this little hole in my door for the door handle, and people put their mouth up to it. And they're like, good luck, chief. Hey, and then they're like, and then they say some shit like I'm in there trying to get ready. They say, sit their head up, their mouth up, and put their lips, all their lips and everything in the window. And they go, hey, man, be safe. And I'm like,
oh, man.
Oh, thanks. Be safe. Thanks.
Yeah.
Like, because
you got them germs all inside your car.
And then
car
I can see the shit coming out of their mouth. And, you know, they're eating like a big chili dog anyway. And they're just like, hey, be safe. Yeah. And they got like a sore on their lip, you know. And
lip shaving.
And I can see it. Like, I can see their fucking germs coming out of their mouth. And it's just headed right for my helmet. And I'm like trying to miss
it. Can't move, you can do.
I can't move. I'm strapped in. I got my neck brace on. And I'm trying to dodge it. So I'm going, I'm just blowing it, and I'm trying to blow the germs away, you know, and God damn, it makes me fucking insane. Well, this little girl's like, she kept looking in the window. Finally, I just reached my hand out, and I just waved at her, right? And dude, she fucking melted, just like, just right there, melted. And her friend and her sister's like trying to hold her up, and she's crying. And I felt so terrible. I was like, I really want to give this girl a hug. Like, I just feel horrible right now, because she's just losing it. And everybody over there is looking at her like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And my buddy George is standing there by Cardi. He's like, hey, get your shit together, you know? And anyway, I ended up talking to her later on the next day or whatever. And she was the coolest chick ever. And she really is a huge super fan. So for us to be as accessible as we are, people don't understand that. Like, when we're at a race, you know, you can literally like catch us sometimes. We're just hanging out. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you can just hang out.
And a lot of people caught us.
Well, like,
even over in the stage,
this particular race, though, we really didn't have a lot of time to just hang out.
No, we didn't, and that's why whenever I did get a chance, Sean was still in the race.
Well, I went round, so I'm over there trying to keep the car going.
He was still in the race. I wasn't, so I kind of felt like I'm a dick if I don't hang out. So I went over to the other side and hung out in the stands for a long time, bet some money, had a good time, drank some beer, hung out with a lot of people, and. You know, it's really cool whenever you deal with that many jerks all day and then you meet somebody like Autumn who's just like, you know, so happy to see you. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just, it makes you realize what you're there for. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're supposed to be racing and yeah, we're supposed to be driving these cars. But man, this person is here for one reason, and that's to try and get a glimpse of us.
And they don't care how good we do in the race. They don't care how many rounds we go.
No, because to them, we're already awesome.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're there trying to prove that we're really racers. And to them, they don't give a shit.
No.
We're already good in their hearts, you know? Yep. And like,
and you know what? Sometimes that's better.
Yeah.
You know?
And you get to see, like, and what's also cool is we have been to this race before and we did get to meet some people from the last time. So when you see those people again and they remind you, you know, because you see so many, it's hard to recognize them, you know? God
damn.
You know
me. I don't.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I don't recognize people.
Well, the little girl from Alabama, who we met last year when we were down there, and her accent was just the most ridiculous country accent I've ever heard in my life. So wherever this chick's from, Robin is her name, wherever she's from has to be one of the most country places in the world. And then the other most country place in the world, I'm pretty sure, is a place called Jessup, Georgia.
Yeah, Jessup. I remember that girl
from Jessup. We met some girls from Jessup, you know. Well, that Robin girl, when she came over to the stand, and she's like, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah. And I started dying laughing. And so then, like, she's like, take the picture, you know. And, dude, and I'm just, like, in tears laughing because her accent is so over the top. I mean, it's insane. Like, literally, like, I'm, like, looking at her like, you know how you sound, right? Like, please tell me you know that's the way you talk. You're not putting this on. That's for real. No, that's really the way she talked. Well, we laughed the whole time. And it's like, man, that's cool because
I'm having a terrible day. I didn't qualify, whatever, and I'm trying to go through all these jerk-offs. And everywhere you go, people are yelling at you, you suck, or, yeah. you know, Kai Kelly, yeah. or
told
whatever.
You know, wouldn't qualify.
Yeah, I told you wouldn't qualify.
Keep that shit on the street.
Yeah, keep that shit. I'm not going to do a fight because of that shit.
Yeah. Keep that shit on the street, you know, so you get that all day, everywhere you go. Now, they won't walk right up to you and tell you that shit. No. They'll yell it at you when you ain't looking, you know, because they're punks. So, and, you know, to go through all that, and then you have somebody that can make you laugh or make you smile or make you remember that you're a normal person in a normal place, or you have a friend that you can go see in between rounds that you can go hang out in their pit and hide, and they'll, like, take care of you and, like, make sure people can't come over, and they'll, you know, you keep your hoodie up, and you can hang over there and smoke a cigarette and drink a beer and just watch racing.
Yeah.
That means
the normal shit that we
so
used to
much.
Do.
You know, to try and be Justin, you know what I mean? Like, because there's 50,000 people there to see Chief. No one's there to see Justin. No one knows Justin. The only people that know Justin is y'all.
Who's Justin?
You know what I mean? Exactly. So whenever you can find time to do that, or to hang out in the stands, or to go find a pit where you can hide, and you have a friend that takes care of you, or looks out for you, or somebody that just call a friend that just calls you Justin, or knows you as Justin. You know what I mean? God, dude, that makes such a big difference. Now, it sucks whenever people don't know me and they're like, "Hey, Justin." I'm like, "Man, you don't know Justin."
Yeah.
You know Chief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't act like you know Justin. Because you may not like Justin. Justin's a real loser. You know, you put it on paper, Justin's not somebody you want to know. You know what I mean? So, man, when that happens, it's awesome. And then I hear, you know, that little girl, Robin, was in a terrible accident on her way home.
Yes.
With her family. And it's just the most tragic story I've ever heard. And she's fighting for her life. And it's just, God, dude, my heart goes out to them and their family. And I won't go into details on what all happened and who all got hurt or whatever, but just, I mean, Robin is going to pull through, it seems like, and she's a really strong fighter and she's going for it. And I think it's awesome. And, you know, I hope that if we ever get to go to this race again, that at some point I get to see her out there again doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Like that would be a big deal, you know, because she could make me smile for no reason, you know, just because of the way she talked or whatever. And, you know, people are like, "Oh, you're just making fun of her." It's like, man, I ain't making fun of her. Like, it's just ridiculous. I mean, like, the way she's like, she has to admit, she knows it's ridiculous the way she talks.
Yeah.
Because she knows as soon as she starts talking, I start laughing. She knows why I'm laughing. Yeah. You know? So.
Well, she did last year. We talked to her for quite a while.
Yeah. As soon as she walked up last year, we were like,
her and
whoa.
The girl from Jessup.
We were like, whoa, where are y'all from?
What's the town that the track is actually in?
That Adale.
Place, Adale. Where are you from? Adale. You know? And there was a couple of girls from Adale. Yeah.
Adale,
that
Georgia.
That was really bad.
Yeah. And, dude, so, I love it going down south. I'd rather go south anywhere
the
in the
nicest
country.
People. So many people. And young kids, adults, everybody. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I'm not a sir. You don't
trust
have,
me. Yeah. We ain't sirs.
Yeah.
We ain't knights by no reason.
Yeah, exactly. And everything is, I'm like, "Hey, you want me to sign your hat?" "Yes, sir."
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, "Holy shit." The, you know, the hospitality down there is out of control.
And you never have to worry about sweet tea because it's there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everywhere else I go, you're like, "Hey, can I get sweet tea?" "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We have raspberry tea." What the fuck is
No, I want sweet tea.
Sweet
and
tea.
Some sweet
and we'll get you some sweet and low. No. I need sweet tea.
Not the same.
You go down there, you just sweet. They just got sweet tea everywhere.
Yeah. That's their tea.
Yeah.
That's the only way it comes.
Yeah, I love it. And the people are great. And, man, that made the week for me. And obviously going fast, getting the car figured out. We ended up going a 410, like 182, pedaling it all over the place. Doing that was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it really helps when the fans are with you and behind you. And then you start to realize, like, it really doesn't matter how we did to most of those people. Most of those people weren't there to see us prove anybody wrong. Most of those people were just there because they think we're fucking awesome and they want to hang out with us.
We're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look at we make like you said, we make our living being cool, right? And then you go out there and do a fucking 8th mile wheelie on the back tires through the finish line, dude. And then the pictures that have showed up since, you weren't on the ground.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Like, and this is in competition.
It
this
may
ain't
not be
fucking
my best
off
judgment.
This ain't fucking off in qualifying.
Well,
this
I wouldn't have done it if it was in qualifying. I wouldn't have stuck it again after the first wheelie. No, if it would have came back up, I'd have pedaled it.
Yeah, right.
No, I'd have pedaled it again. But that second time, I told them, it doesn't matter what I got to do, I'm winning this first round.
Yeah, you told me that. You said, I'll crash. Yeah, you said, I'll crash this fucking car. I don't care. And then we're standing over there, and I'm telling everybody, they're like, "Did you see what Sean just did?" I was like, "No, I missed it." And they're like, "Showing me the video." I was like, "Well, hey.
You missed the wheelie?"
"Well, yeah, I missed the wheelie."
"You did?"
"Yeah, I missed
you?
The Willis."
"I think they all
were you
I
at?
Think they were I think all over
I was,
the pits.
I think I was in the pits trying to get my shit together."
I didn't miss it.
And then,
it
but was, I heard it. I heard it. I heard everybody, "Oh!" And I was like, "Uh-oh, something happened." And then Aaron, your wife, and everybody's standing there in the pits. And I was like, Well, he did tell me he'll crash that motherfucker this time if he has to. Well, and she's looking at me like, thanks. I was like, he didn't really. I just, sorry.
Yeah.
I never know when to talk.
My bad.
I never know when to talk.
All I know is that even at Memphis last year, I qualified. I went out there. I smoked the tires first pass. You know, so I said that my goal was to qualify, which I qualified.
Now, we both qualified in Memphis.
Yes. Yes. But I went out first round. Smoked
the I went tires. Out first round.
Yeah, but who did you race first round?
Barry Mitchell.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Enough
said.
So who probably went on to win the whole deal.
Yeah,
I'm not real sure.
I bet he won two or three of them.
Exactly. I lost to that Australian guy who my car was faster than his.
Yeah, it was right-hand drive.
You know, it was a right-hand drive.
Yeah, but you smoked the tires.
The dude was cool, but I still lost to a car that I shouldn't have. And so I knew qualifying 11, I was going to race a car that hadn't been as fast as me this weekend. So whatever it took, man. I mean, if it wouldn't have been eliminations, I probably wouldn't have got back in it. But it was eliminations, and like I said before, I feel
you were going round.
I feel at home in that car, and I feel like I
know
exactly
what the car. Yeah, if your
exactly
home is a rusty pile of fucking junk.
Well, some people's is. Some people. That car's my office, man.
Yeah, that car's
you
your
know?
Office. Yeah,
and
that motherfucker needs
tetanus shot every time before he gets in it.
It may be a raggedy fucking office like this meth shack is, but it
it works.
I feel like I know what the car.
That car works.
That car works on the radio.
It works, damn it.
But I knew where the car was. I knew where I was at on the track, and I knew, you know,
I don't think
I had to get to the finish line first.
I don't think I've ever seen that car go that straight. I really don't.
Well,
even on the back
Sean
tire, just
set
the back
that car.
Tires.
Sean can chassis.
Well, we
Sean can Willis.
We made a bar change that morning, and the only thing I was worried about was that, you know, there's always that chance that if you bring in the power late. That it will come up like that. And
guess what happened?
I was worried about that.
It happened.
And it had happened.
What had happened was Sean can't brain. Sean can Willis. He can chassis. He can't brain.
Well, luckily we had all the four link bars out earlier that morning, and we got them all back in, and the thing went straight.
Perfect.
So.
It did. It went nice and straight. Now, I do believe by watching the video and seeing the air come up under the hood and everything, like, I feel like if you'd have held that one out much longer, you'd have been flying.
Well, I was pedaling it in it. I just didn't come off of, you know, with no blow off. I got no blow off valves. Still.
Right, right.
So with no blow off valves, as soon as you pedal it, it's still all there.
Yeah, it's got all the boost.
It's still got all the boost. So, and at that point, I was making 45 pounds of boost.
And you ended up going, what, a 40? How fast did you go?
It went 71.
What was the fastest you went at the event?
42.
42 in the event.
No, it was
38.
I went
a 38.
I know you went a 33 in testing before the race, then you went a 438 at the actual race.
Yes.
And I went like a 430-something in testing and tore it up, and then we ended up going a 410 at the race. I mean, you know. After qualifying, I went back up there and had some, you know, got to do some bullshit or whatever, because pretty
grudge,
much
little grudge race.
The people at the track were like, "Hey, look, these fans are gonna flip this place the fuck over if they don't get to see that car of yours make another hit." So I was like, "Hell yeah, I'll go up there. Yeah. I'd love to make another hit." And then we ended up having a grudge race with a Mazda RX-7 or something. It was for a little bit of money, but thanks to Mickey Thompson tires, they set that up for us. And. And they deactivated the tree. I don't know what they did. They had the tree set wrong. So as soon as he went in, it red lit. And it just turned the tree off. So he rolled the beams and took off. And I sat there because I was like, dude, I'm not rolling. If I go, and then I know, then that means I lost. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just sat there, backed up, turned the car off.
You would have ran him down.
Whew, man, I had no idea how fast my car was compared
to
how fast his car
was. He went, 480 or 490
or something? 480 at 140. I went like 410 at 182 or 183.
It wouldn't have really mattered. You still would have outran him.
Yeah, but anyway, it was just fun, and I just wanted to do it because I like grudge racing for money. And man, Mickey Thompson, I'll give it to Tommy for Mickey Thompson or whoever, you know, whoever was setting that all up, because I know Tommy was involved. After the pass, he came over to pay me. He was like, hey, man, I'm going to pay you because, you know, we said we were going to pay the winner, and I was like, hey. I was like, you know me. I was like, you ain't got to pay me nothing. If they fuck the tree up, that ain't your fault. You know what I mean? And if me and him had a bet and we can't come up with who won, then we're gonna hold our money.
Yeah.
You know, if he ain't paying me, I ain't paying him. We're gonna hold our money, and you keep your money too. You know, and so, you know, we didn't end up making as much money on the race as we wanted to, but whatever. We had a good time. Car went fast. I think it'll go faster,
for sure.
And I think next time, though, I'm going to put it in the trailer at night or put a car cover on it or something, because there's a lot of shit that went down after I left the track.
I saw some pictures of some people over by the cars.
What the fuck?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Dude, You want to talk about some fucking crazy people? I mean, there were females that would go over to the pits after we left to go to the hotel or go party or whatever. They would go to the pits and they would have parts of their bodies out of their garments and laying on my car to take pictures of it. Snapping pictures of my car. Dude, my poor car is trying to sleep. Yeah. And these people are over there waking it up.
You're sexually assaulting
my car. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ. And then you don't even send me the pictures. It's kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of them sent the pictures, but, you know, damn, that's crazy, man. There's some crazy people down there.
Yep.
There was some craziness. It's a good thing we were too tired to really party much.
Man, yeah. No, I didn't party at all.
I may have partied a little bit. You know, just an eensy weensy bit. Not much, though.
Not much.
I think we're going to try it one more time.
Yes.
We got a little. We were supposed to be filming right away when we got back, but none of the other cars. None of the other cars are ready, right?
We're gonna go ahead and let it out.
I mean, let's do it.
Let's take this cat out of the bag.
Let's do it.
I think we're gonna go to.
Say it. Damn it.
Easy. I just woke up. I think we're gonna go to Memphis.
Hell yeah!
March 17th to the 20th, right?
Yep. 3 weeks. We will be at Memphis.
We're gonna be in Memphis, Tennessee, and they got a Outlaw Streetcar reunion going on down there. They have Radio versus the World, just like the class that I was just in, and they have Pro 275 or Limited 275 for Sean.
Something like that.
And we're gonna be back in the South, Memphis, Tennessee, March 17th to the 20th. Come hang out with Big Chief and Murder Nova. Come hang out with the cars. Come watch us race. Come say hi. Come make us laugh. Come make us smile. Say shit really country and crazy. And
come by
and
pick up a shirt.
And, yeah, hey, grab you a Cro-Mod shirt or a Murder Nova shirt. Yeah, there's a Chief and Sean shirt.
The people who come up to me, you can always tell the listeners because it's amazing. You know how many people was just like, yo, Listener 32.
The podcast people
always
are different.
I stopped what I did. Anytime somebody said that to me, I stopped what I did. I walked over and I at least pounded them.
The podcast people are different. I'll give you that. The tens of listeners to this show, they are very different than any of our other fans.
17-ish.
Yeah.
Really?
I think we're going up a little bit.
With as many people.
Well, I think we were in the 20s.
Oh, we were?
How did we go back down?
But then, we talked about that dead guy.
Remember, all the boop.
Yeah, put us back in the 10.
Lost listeners.
Man, those people are so different from any other fan because
they're cool.
All the other fans that just watch the show or whatever, they're like, hey, man, you have to take a picture with my, I am your biggest fan. Or they say,
when you go on, my daughter
loves you. Or, oh, I'm doing this to make my husband jealous. You know, they say the same shit.
Yeah.
But then, like, the podcast people, man, they're kind of in their own little group. They'll stay 10 or 15 foot away and they go, hey, I'm listener 5 or whatever.
Yeah,
and then you'll
say something from the podcast
and nobody else knows about it. They're different. It's a different group. It's cool. I love it because they're a different kind of listener. They're not the ones who are like, you know, take my picture with Chief. You know what I mean? They're the ones.
That's pretty good.
And people, if you're going to take a picture with us, come on, man, get some iPhones or something. Be ready. God. If you don't have an iPhone, because an iPhone takes like 2 seconds and you can have it ready and take a picture. But all those Androids that take 30 seconds to take a
picture. What was cracking me up is people turning their phones around backwards.
Yeah,
like
and the pictures.
Yeah, do they not have selfie mode?
They flash like 15 times before it actually takes a picture. And then you hand it to some dumbass who's got nothing but a flip phone. You expect him to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then he's like taking it. And then right as it's flashing, it flashes three or four different times. And then it finally flashes the one that takes the picture. Well, he sees it flash. He puts it down.
And then as he's got it down by your feet, you hear it go.
And then you go, oh, goddamn. You're like, ma'am, I'd check that. I don't think Billy Ray over here knows how to work that fucking camera.
So then you
got to take the other picture. And it's like, man, it would just be so much easier if you had that deal on selfie mode, walk by, snap selfie, kept rolling, you know, because it gets so much faster. Yeah,
I mean, people are like, "Hey, you want to take a selfie?"
Well, then
you're standing there.
Yeah, and a lot of dudes feel like it's embarrassed to take a selfie. Let me tell you something. I'm a selfie king.
Yeah, you are.
I can selfie.
Yeah, you are.
And I will selfie with anybody. Yep. You know, I can selfie. God damn it! And so if you want to take a selfie with me? Let's do it. Let's take a motherfucking selfie.
It's so much faster and easier.
Yes, and
I'll selfie right now.
I'll have a selfie war with somebody if somebody's ready and they got their phone out. We'll selfie a picture of us selfieing each other. While we're selfieing.
And don't hand me the car in the background. Don't hand me your phantom your phone and say, hey, can you take a picture of it? Because I promise you, there's going to be about four or five pictures of me and him selfieing.
Well, hey,
Yeah, no pictures of you and Chief.
That's the other thing. If you let anybody in my crew take the picture, then you're gonna get a picture of them or their nuts or something gross. Yeah. But the other thing I can't stand is I'm a germaphobe. And let me tell you something. A telephone is one of the nastiest fucking things in the world.
They are.
And when people say, here, say hi to my granny or whatever, and I'm like, I don't want to talk on your phone. If I put your phone anywhere near my ear, that's like me rubbing ears with you, dude. Like,
yeah.
I'm not rubbing ears with you. Have you seen the size of my ears? I can get a lot of fucking diseases in these ears.
You
could
lose somebody's phone in them motherfuckers.
Fuck you. Either way. Man, that's fucked up. What a jerk.
I did talk to one person's kid on the phone, and I was like, no, hell no. I'm sorry, man. I got to deal with that. I don't talk to anybody. And then I go, how old is he? And he goes, 5. And I was like, okay, give me
the phone. Hey, if they put it on speaker or FaceTime or something, I'll say hey. But I'm going to keep doing my thing, but I'll say hey. You know, but I just can't. I cannot put your phone up to my ear. That is just woo. I mean, woo. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's why I'm glad payphones ain't around no more. You know what I mean? Because you had to, like, hold it away from your ear and be like, hello, come get me at the skating rink.
Yeah, after you got the page.
Yeah. Why you 911?
Yeah, what's the problem?
That guy was probably in the bathroom just before that, taking a piss, and he comes out and he's talking on his phone. Here's Chief.
Or he was taking a shit while he was surfing fucking Instagram.
That's what I'm
something,
saying.
You know?
And then the whole time
I do too.
Oh, shit. They got tuberculosis and shit, and they're coughing all over there while they're talking, and then they expect me to put it up next to my face?
Yep.
Fuck, man, that's fucking gross. Can't deal with that shit.
Then you're screaming at me to get him, give me some hand sanitizer over
there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I went through 3 gallons of hand sanitizer that week, dude. Shaking
shit
hands.
Don't bother me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it don't.
They don't bother Sean. He don't give a fuck.
I'm
man.
Cool.
I can see him coming, too.
It don't bother me either.
They take their hand out, they shake
their
hand.
Yeah, but I will try to tell you.
Man,
don't.
Not that guy.
Not that guy.
Okay.
And they'll just be wet, like a mop, shaking hands with a mop.
Damn, it's like shaking a gym sock,
you
know?
What
are
you doing with your fucking hands while you waited in line for an hour?
God, Sean's kind of like a blocker.
Take them out of your pocket and let the air get to them.
Yeah, or let's high five or let's knuckles only. You know what I mean? I try and go to knuckles only, but man, there's some guys that just they will not do that. They want it. And they tell you, I want to shake your hand.
Well,
I'm like,
you know, and they're the ones that are sweaty. And
I'm
wet.
Like, can we let's like knuckle? Hell yeah, let's knuckle, brother. Woo! And they're like, no. They're like, I want to shake your hand. It's like, fuck. And then you shake their hand. You're like, I just stuck my hand in an aquarium. I don't know why it felt like that. And then it's weird, and then I can't get over it, and then I got to get hand sanitizer.
And it throws you off everything. You got to stop.
Yeah, and then my smiles for the next 10 pictures are weird because I'm like, I can feel things crawling up my sleeve, you know, and I'm like, this is gross.
Yeah, but all in all, man, I had a great time. Hey, we worked our asses off, and I feel like we made it happen. You know, I mean, regardless if, you know, we didn't go down there expecting to win the deal. You know, I mean, like we had talked about before, we make a living.
I kind of did.
You did? Well, I did.
I go everywhere expecting to win. That's what I do.
But like we talked about, man, we make a living off of being cool. And I felt like we went down there and we were cool.
We were definitely cool. I mean, for sure. I mean, we met some cool people.
Yep.
And we, you know, we got to watch some of our, you know, our heroes race. And
for sure.
And we got to watch some of the fastest passes ever made in history. And we got to stand on the starting line at one of the biggest events ever. I mean, it was magical. You know what I mean? It was cool as hell.
It was fun.
And we had a good team. We had a good crew. We had good guys with us. And they made sure that we went to the starting line every round. That's, you know, that's something special. You know, race car, when you have other people that are all about race car, you know what I mean? Like Kentucky, Justin McDaniel, Monkey, fan. I mean, these guys are race car.
Man, it was really cool to have McDougal there with us.
Yeah, McDougal is race car.
Dude, he was race car all week.
He is a race car.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
not just your regular
guy.
He's not just a regular guy.
He's got tires.
That motherfucker's got tires. He's a race car.
Yep.
That's all he does is eat, sleep, live, breathe, race car. And when he was at the track.
He wasn't even sleeping.
No.
It was just
breathe. It was race car.
Eat and breathe.
Man. Because I'd wake up in the morning, I'd get pictures from people, and they're like, where are you at? And I'm like, I just woke up at the hotel. I was a hangover. Hang on. Let me get some pancakes.
Yeah, McDougal's already.
And McDougal's, there's pictures of him standing on the motor, priming it, and, you know, got the
warming,
oil pan
warming
off.
Warming it up. And
yeah, I was just like, wow.
He had warmed up 3 times before you even got there.
Yeah. Hey, dude, he's a race car.
Yeah,
he is.
He is
race car. He really.
It was good having him around.
It was nice because we didn't have to work as hard. You know what I mean? Now.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more thorough about things. I mean, he's ready to pull the oil pan off of it every round. I'm like, hang on, player. Let's check the filter. I mean, we might be all right. I ain't trying to work that hard all week.
Yeah, but he's the guy who he expects the worst. And then if he doesn't have to do the worst, then
hey, then cool. He opens a beer.
Yeah, then cool.
Literally, like, you know? He took the filter apart. I'm signing autographs. I look back. I'm looking for the thumbs up. He gives me the thumbs up. I look back around. He's already drinking a beer. I was like, cool.
Yep.
We're good.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. But I mean, we went down there.
He
you know,
sanded the bearings in that fucking motor.
Yeah, he did.
He sanded them bearings for hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hours. And it's really hard to be in his position because he's laying under the car sanding bearings on a motor he ain't never built before. He ain't never worked on before. And then now he's laying underneath it, sanding bearings, and we're partying around him.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, there was a party going on in the pits.
There was.
Yeah.
I mean, full on, it was party.
Mike Henson was over there helping out.
And Henson
you know,
was laying
I mean,
down there with him, and Nick's big ass was down there, and they were scraping bearings, and they were working on this thing. And we were, you know, we were a race car. Hey, and we were party. I was party while they were race car, but you know, sometimes I got to party.
But we still
got to
do
I like to party.
What, you know? Makes us cool.
And that's party.
And that's why sometimes we put guys hey, and that's why we put guys in the position that we
sometimes
put them in.
Sometimes when you go with me, you might be working on a car and I might be party. But then there's gonna be other times when we all party.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We work as a team.
But there's never gonna be a time that you're race car and everybody else is party.
No, that's not gonna happen. That's not let me make this perfect.
Because other than that, I'm gonna stop and go, what the fuck? You know? I can't be race car and you guys party. I can be party and you guys
if I'm race car, you're all race car.
Yeah exactly.
Yeah, but if I'm party, I don't really care if y'all are party or not. Yeah, I'm still gonna party. Yeah. Sometimes if I need to party, I'll just go party. I'll just leave for a little while and go party by myself. You know?
Yeah.
It's what I do.
I don't know what you felt about it, but I really thought that the way that we did this race, we did it different than normal. Normally, me and you take time. We both sit in a certain spot, and we take pictures, sign autographs. I thought this weekend was great. It took a lot of the pressure off of,
it did.
Man, are you ready? Let's go over there.
Yeah.
Because whenever you had time, you went over there.
Right.
Whenever I had time, I went over there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are always like, can I get a picture with Sean, too? I'm like, I don't know. You can ask him. I'm not going to fuck with him. He's working on his car. I'm not going to get him. You know, if I stand out here for 6 hours, I don't care if Sean's out here or not. You know, I mean, if Sean's got shit to do your shit.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to come over there and go, hey, man, will you stand out here with me? No, I ain't going to do that.
Yep.
If I got time to go out there, I'm going to go out there. And if you got time, you go out there.
And that's kind of the way that it was this weekend.
But if I
got
to get my shit ready and you're out there, I'm not going to tell you, hey, man, I'm sorry, I can't come out there. No, I'm going to get my shit ready. You know
exactly.
What I mean? It's just what we got
to
do.
And I felt like that worked way better than, because last year at Memphis, we kind of had to. We were like,
yeah, to stop what you were doing.
Let's go over there
and go sign.
And do this.
Yeah,
you know,
but they stopped what they were doing to come see us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And they paid their way into the track to see us, and they bought a shirt. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. The main thing is, you know, if I see a bunch of people who've been standing there all damn day, like, let's go out there and let's hook them up. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, but, and then you get caught out there because it's hard to turn
you
around
do.
When there's
you
three kids.
Well,
there's three
can't.
Kids in line now, you know, and then there's 30 kids in line. Then there's 300 kids in line. And so it's like, how do you get away? You just got to keep going. And eventually, you know, they'll call you up or they'll do something. You got to get the car ready. You'll have to tell them, I'm sorry.
There was a couple of times that I had to tell people that. I was like, look, I'm sorry. You know, they just called my class. I have to go. And then, you know, there's always those people who are like, oh, yeah, no, hey, go do your thing. We get it. And I even told, there was like 30 or 40 people. I was like, look, whenever I get back over here, if there's a whole bunch of people, just tell me. Hey, I waited and you told me to come to the front. You know, I said, and I'll knock you out first. You know, and.
Jeez.
Yeah,
damn, that's
kind of rude.
Yeah, just sign their shirt.
Hit somebody, yeah, you can sign a shirt or give them a koozie or something. Yeah. You ain't got to knock nobody out.
So,
yeah, and then there's
like
a lot of people they roll right through the barricades, walk up into the trailer with you, and I'm like, who the fuck are you? And they're like, you got to take a picture with me. I'm like, really? For what?
I always before I throw a fit or I try to find out maybe they came in here with somebody. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people that we know and respect from racing who brought people over.
Right, and
you
that's
know,
cool,
so.
Too. You know, I don't mind that. You know what I mean? Because I know that there's a lot of people in that race that we needed to borrow shit from.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We weren't fully prepared.
Yep.
Like Woody, that poor guy.
Man, that everybody borrowed
shit
from Woody.
We ended up cutting. We blew the parachutes off the back of my car. Fucking carbon fiber went everywhere. And Woody cut up a fucking Pit Pal aluminum fold-up table. We cut that up to make my parachutes out of.
Is that what those were made out of?
Yeah. I walked over there, hey, and you know Monkey and McDougal, they don't give a fuck. They walked over there and said, you got any aluminum? He said, yeah, right here. They just start cutting it up. I walked over there to see what they're doing. I was like, whoa, what the fuck are y'all doing? You're cutting on his fucking Pit Pal table? That's a $300 fucking fold-up table you're cutting on. They're like, well, he told us to cut it. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
we don't need to cut. Like, if he'd have told me to cut that table up, I'd have been like, no, man, you know he's not for
come
real.
Yeah, man, no.
Not Monkey Kentucky. They're fucking, they got that motherfucker cut.
Little
up.
Axe.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't give a shit. Yeah. So.
I mean, we could have went and found a street sign.
Yeah.
You know?
No, dude, they cut that table up right then and there. I was like, hell yeah. But Woody didn't care. Woody and Brent, they like that. They want everybody to do good. They want everybody to be there. They want everybody to race because they know that the more people we can get involved in this Radio versus the World thing, the more time we have in it. It's pretty cool.
Good
it really
people.
Is.
Good people.
Yeah. There's a lot of jerks in that class, but there's a lot of good people in that class too, you know.
A lot
so,
of people who will help you with whatever you need.
Yeah, we were pitted next to Bubba Livingston's crew or whatever. They were good people.
Great
people.
Great.
Todd Totoro was there, big hero of mine, and you know, he stood over there and talked to me for 20 minutes on chassis stuff, you know, just like the coolest thing ever. Phil Schuler and Stevie and all those guys. I mean, everybody was just super cool. And you'd be surprised, the ones that you think are going to be really nice, they're kind of weird. You know what I mean? The ones you think were going to be really assholes, they're kind of, they're cool, you know? So
I spent a lot of time. I mean, I know it sounds weird to say, but I spent a lot of time with Bubba this weekend.
That is weird. And, I bet you did. He came up to me in the stage line.
Cool,
he's
man.
Fucking monster.
Yeah.
No.
That's Bubba.
That's
the guy who drove the car is not Bubba.
Okay, that's the guy I spent a lot of time
with. The guy that I met in the staging lane was like 7.5 feet
tall.
Okay,
yeah, no, that dude is huge. He came over three times.
He came over, put his hand on my shoulder. I was like, holy fuck.
I thought that was the guy that owned the car.
Yeah.
His brother, the guy that owns the car, Bubba's brother, and everybody was over there all weekend, you know?
Yeah, they were all cool. People were bringing us cookies and beer. Yeah. I mean, it was just,
man,
there's a lot of good
cookies.
Amazing.
Yeah, the
Fruity Pebble cookies that will change your life.
Yes.
Amazing. I have got to have somebody make me some of those.
We had a great time. We really did. All in all, we had a great time. We're going to try and go do it again in Memphis. We're going to try and go faster. I'm trying to get in the ass in the O's or the 3s and qualify and maybe go a few rounds. We're going to try and get Sean's car solidly in the 30s and 20s and keep away from that 40 shit. Yeah. And we're going to have another good time.
We're solidly in the 40s. Yeah. I feel like anything I do, I could probably run a
177. Consistently 177.
Yeah, 177 mile an hour. Sean will run 177. Yeah, I only run 182. I go 410. Sean can go 177, 440.
Yep.
It
doesn't matter what the ET is.
Yeah.
177.
Sean can mile per hour. And he can Willis.
Yeah. or twice in same pass.
Yeah. Hey, if you can't win, be cool.
You were definitely cool.
You won. Cool.
You won a few rounds. So we're going to try and go do it again in Memphis. Hopefully everybody can come out in Memphis and we'll have a good time and meet some more people and sign some more shirts and, you know, more crazy fans everywhere and make some more hits and try and run a 3. Tyler Crossman will be prepping that deal, so you know the track's going to be.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that.
God, we'll be able to
that way we can just turn that bitch up.
We'll be able to throw the shit to it. Yeah, last time, that's another reason why we want to go back to Memphis, because the last time we went to Memphis, it snowed.
Yes, it did.
And that kept a lot of fans from coming out and seeing
us. It was really cold.
This time, the weather should be nice. The track's going to be on kill. All the fast cars are going to be there. You know, come on out. Everybody come to Memphis and hang out with us.
Everybody.
Let's have a good time. Let's have a good fucking time. Where's he going? Okay. Other thing was, man, there was a lot of the vendors were there. A lot of the companies that take care of people were there. You know, I saw Precision Turbo was there. You know, there was a bunch of the big vendors that you know work on people's cars. Fuel Tech was there. Proline was there. You know, a lot of the people were there that take care of all the fast cars. You know, and companies like that really make a difference in how you run. And while you know we don't have nitrous on our cars, we still run parts from NX. We still have shit on our car from NX.
I had an NX hat on all weekend, and Kyle from NX came up to me and goes, God damn, man. I love the fact that you wear an NX hat all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, we still have NX on our CO2 bottles. We still run NX stuff. Like, you know, it's just a good company to have in your corner.
They're good guys,
you know,
man.
And they are good people. And Kyle come over all weekend and was asking me if we had everything we needed, if we need anything. I mean, dude, they just...
Yep.
That's a company that takes care of you. Even now that we don't run their product anymore, we did run their product for a long time. We still run their product
on
other stuff
cars.
And on customer cars, but on our personal cars, you know, we're not allowed to have nitrous in those classes. So it's just turbo only. So, but even though they're still over there making sure we're good, they're still over there checking on us, they're still putting out perfect, you know, badass products, and we still run some of their stuff on the cars now, even though it ain't got nothing to do with nitrous.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, we got 5-pound CO2 bottles that say NX on them, you know? I mean, that's... You know, we still represent NX, and they still take care of us. So it was nice to see companies like that out there at the big races, making sure their customers were taken care of. You know what I mean? That just goes to show you that you're in with the right group. You know, whenever your company that you're running on your car, parts that you have on your car, whenever they're there and they're coming by and checking on you and making sure you're good, man, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, Joe from Pro Torque's texting me all week. You good? You know, that's what makes the difference. It makes you feel like you're part of a family whenever the companies that you work with, like NX and all of them, whenever they're checking up on you and making sure you're good, man, that's cool. You know, Fuel Tech, I lost the O2 sensor. Fuel Tech brought me an O2 sensor. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm sure I still owe them for that.
Yeah, no, we got bills this morning.
Okay, we got a bill. Okay, good. That's neat.
It is.
You know what I mean? It makes you feel like you're part of a family. And NX, well, and NX goes a long way.
Luis came over for quite a bit this weekend, you know, and looked through my
computer. Yeah, Anderson did too. Anderson was there from Fuel Tech. Yeah.
You know, so. and they helped me out a lot. You know, I learned a lot this weekend. So
it's been a good time. Hopefully we'll do it one more time here before we go. Got to put the big tires back on and go back to the street racing and try and go take everybody's money. We're going to go do it one more time on the radials, see what we can muster up with these cars, and hopefully kick some ass this time.
I just want to run 20, man.
I just want to run a 3. Can I get a 3?
That's not too much to ask.
That's a lot to ask. There's only a handful of cars that have ever been a 3.
I mean,
and none of them have done it with a Pontiac 455 or an Edelbrock Performer head.
I feel like you're already in the O's.
Yeah. I mean, we win a 10 pedal.
You win a 10 pedal in it.
So if we can keep that up, if we don't have problems when we get to Memphis, if we can keep up our current deal, I think that we can get in the 3s with a little track help, you know, a good track and good weather, you know. I think we can get in the 3s. If we can go in the 3s, man, that's just going to be too damn cool. Yeah. Then when we go to the street, I mean, good luck fucking with that thing. Yeah. I'm just going to say it.
Good fucking luck.
Because that's going to be one hateful motherfucker on the street.
Yeah.
2,400 pounds. Take all the weight out of it. Put the big 36-inch tall tire on it. Good luck. I don't care who you are. Good luck. It'll be a hateful motherfucker on the street. That's what I think I'm going to get on the shoots. Left shoe, I'm going to put hate. And the right shoe, I'm going to put full. When I dump the shoes at like 400 foot on the street, it's just going to say hateful. Because that's what it's going to be. It's
2,400 pounds
hate.
Of steamroller.
So,
fuck yeah.
So let's hear a little bit. I mean, I've kind of been wondering this ever since this last weekend. The differences between the old car and the new car. Like, how is that thing to drive? How does it feel making a pass, you know, compared to your other car? Because I've never drove the Crow before, but I definitely assume that it is a lot like driving my car. I'm sure it's a little bit nicer, a little bit cleaner, a little bit prettier, a little bit, you know.
A little bit faster.
Yeah, I don't know. That's debatable.
That, far.
That is debatable. What's the difference?
Man, honestly, it's a total opposite. They're polar opposites of each other. I'm used to the Crow, right? So I've been driving that car since I was 15. I've been racing that car, you know, as long as I can remember. And something about that car, it was just comfortable. I felt right in it. I sat up in it, you know, like I felt like I was, you know, more on top of the car, right? So when you're in the staging lanes or when you're going up to the street races or when you're driving the car or you're belting in or whatever, the Crow just felt right. You know what I mean? Like, you sat in it and it was like a baseball mitt. You know, it just felt comfortable and you knew that the car was going to take care of you. You know what I mean? It's been taking care of me my whole life. So I knew what this car was going to do. I knew the way it reacted and I was cool with it. I was totally cool. Now, once you're on the pass and you make a fast pass and it's all over the place and you're driving it, it's scary as shit. It wasn't very fast compared to the new car. It was just scarier. Well, then the new car, the Crow Mod deal, it's totally opposite. Like, you sit below the car. You're in the back seat, basically. Your legs are stretched all the way out. You've got like a little bit of windshield that's laid back hardcore, right? So if you think there's 15 inches of windshield, well, the windshield's only 10 inches tall. So you don't have 15 inches of windshield. And then the hood covers up half of it. So you're flying this thing basically from the back seat underneath the floor. Like, literally my butt is under the floor of the car. Like, if I ever scrape, it's going to take my butt smooth off.
That's
right?
First thing's going to hit.
Yeah. First thing is going to hit. So my butt's under the car. I'm all the way down in this car and it's almost like I'm, you know, I don't know. It's like you're forced into the car. It's different. It's not like you're sitting in the car. It's not like you're driving the car. It's like you're forced inside the car. And you're pushed into a place that you don't want to be. And so it's really fucking eerie. And when they're pulling me up to the staging lanes or when I'm going up to make a hit, it's really scary in there because you can't see anything. You can't see out the windows. You can't see out the damn windshield. Like, you can't see nothing. So you're trying to pick things that are in the horizon that you can judge off of where the car is. And you're thinking to yourself, good God, if I crash this car, I'm done. Like, I can never afford to build another one of these cars again. So I have to be really careful. Well, then, like, you make a hit, and it's like, oh, wow, that felt kind of fast. And it's like, oh, you went 430. It's like, what? Like, wait a second. If I went 430 in my other car, it felt like my hair was on fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then this car will do it effortlessly, you know? And then you let off the trans brake, and it's like, it just feels super slow off the trans brake. And you want to get out and walk, and then, like, well, you went 104 60 foot. And I'm like, what? How the fuck I go 104 60 foot? That was just, like, effortless, you know? And, well, then I start getting used to the car, and it moves around a little bit, and you pedal it once or twice, and then you start trying to figure out how the car reacts. And then by the end of the night, man, I felt like, man, I can drive this car, you know? It's just a different car when you're going down the track. Like, when you're belting in and you're staging, it's scary as shit. When you're going down the track, it's not scary at all. It's actually smooth, and it's calculated, and it feels normal. Whereas the Crow, the original car, it felt great going up the starting line and belting in. But then when you were on a pass, it was like, ooh, ooh, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 man. Ooh. Thank God we didn't crash at that time. You know, like, there was a lot of sketchy times that I forced that car down the road when I shouldn't have. And, you know, I felt like that car would take care of me. Well, this car, I feel like, takes care of me even better. And I'm safer in this car than I was in the other car. But I just have to learn how it reacts in a situation where you have to pedal it or where it's sideways.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's got to be expected. That's just time.
It really helps, too, that I know the motor. You know what I mean? Like, that helps a lot because I know the sounds of the motor, and I know the power of the motor, and I know where it's at. And so I know when I pedal it, and if I get back in it, if it's going to be too hot or if it's going to be lazy or if it's going to be wicked up, you know, that helps, too, because you can kind of pedal it when it's still sideways and kind of steer with the throttle and kick the ass in back into the groove. That helps to know the motor. And you know how fast you can pedal it at certain RPM ranges. So, like, your motor's coming up, and you know, okay, we're out of the torque. It ain't gonna make no power up there at that because that sound. I can hear how high it is, and you can jack it one time real quick, and it'll settle the car out, but it won't affect the motor. Like, that's stuff that helps with the motor. I can't imagine having a motor that makes the kind of horsepower like your motor or some of those other guys do, because, dude, that would be I'd have to learn the whole new car again. You know, like, I'm lucky that I still have the motor that I had.
Yeah.
Now, once I get used to this, if I ever step the motor up, then hopefully I'll be used to the car and it won't be so bad. But it's a different sensation driving that car. It really is. And it's scary. You can't see the front end. You have no idea where you're at. And putting it on the street is going to be nerve wracking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I mean, putting it on drag radios was nerve wracking. You know, going to Georgia was nerve wracking. Like, everything's going to be nerve wracking, but that's what I do.
Yep.
You know, I can't fucking give up because I got a new car. I don't want to crash.
Man, you'll get used to it. That, like you've said a million times, that car's just your tool.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have to treat this car. And thankfully, you know, I never would have gave up on the other car. So crashing, it's kind of been a blessing in disguise. I get a car like this that I can actually work with and be competitive with, even with my punk motor. But the cool thing is, you're right, this is just another tool in the drawer. This is like a ratchet or anything else that I use to make money or have a good time or put things together or take things apart. That's exactly what this is. I will use this car as a tool to get what I want, you know, which is money from people's pockets that want to bet me. So that's all I'm using. This car is nothing but a pry bar to pry that money from your fucking pocket.
Yep.
And that's what I'm going to use
it for. Not
from
my pockets.
Well, whoever will bet me.
Because I'm not going to bet. I'm going to go, yeah, you know. Remember how we used to say your money's my money? Ain't no sense in us betting
it's
money.
It's the same.
It's the same. Let's just, you know, good race.
So hopefully we get one more shot at it. Then we got to put the big tires on and go back to the streets, and I got to try and climb up that list full of fast cars.
You're going to try that deal. Huh?
I'm going to try that deal out. Good luck with that, motherfuckers. Yeah. Good luck stopping this one. Y'all thought it was hard to compete with that GTO.
Well, I got 7 days.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I got 7 days.
That's what I'm going to go. Oh, yeah.
I got a week.
I got some shit going on.
It's hurt.
Got some parts coming in next week.
It's hurt.
I got some parts coming in next week. I'll let you know.
Yeah. I figure that it's not going to be a quick rise to the top. Everybody's going to make me wait a week, and everybody's going to be mean. But
no way.
Because chicken shit.
No way.
I think they will. I think they're going to make me
wait. I think everybody's going to go, yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, it's going to be inevitable.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. And I think people's
going to realize that. The other thing is, I got a head start. I mean, hardly anybody's car is running right now. My car is.
Nobody's
My car's flying, by the way. Mm-hmm. Dude, we put this thing on the big tires, and it's going to be fucking hateful, I'm telling you. And I'm going to use it to as a fucking pry bar. I'm gonna pry my way up the list. I'm gonna pry all that money out of everybody's pockets, and I'm gonna pry the teeth right out of Kai Kelly's head.
A long carbon fiber pry bar.
Yeah, a long titanium and carbon fiber pry bar.
Yep.
Anything else?
So, do we need to end the show and then do that deal?
Okay. Okay.
Alright. Yeah, so all in all, man, it was a great week. I had a great time. I really like doing this type of stuff every once in a while. It gets us away from the norm, and it lets us go out there and
it makes us accessible to our fans.
Yeah, and fuck with people that we don't, you know, get a chance to fuck with all the time.
Yeah, and we do get to meet some really cool kids and really good people and all kinds of craziness. It was awesome. Hopefully we'll do it again one more time in Memphis on March 17th.
The whole you giving out the spark plugs to kids deal went over amazing.
Yeah. I mean, what else am I going to do with them? Exactly. I pull the spark plugs out of my car.
I did that.
I read them. I read them, and then I just go hand them out. If I see kids.
I did that, too. I was reading on the Instagram the other day, and he was like, Sean was the greatest, and he gave my son number 8 spark plug, and I got to tell you, man, looks like his tune-up is spot on and nice. All kinds of stuff, you know? So
yeah.
It was actually a really cool
idea. It sucks because, you know, sometimes we're out of shirts or sometimes we don't have enough shit to give away to kids or whatever. So, I mean, dude, I'm sitting there. I got 50 spark plugs to read. You know what I mean? It's like, what am I going to do with them? And then I see these kids standing there. And, dude, man, it's like they're looking at me like anything at all that they could take. And then, you know, we already got those fucking adults. We already have them. They're already spending money at the racetrack. They're already here. They're already involved. If we're going to make a living in drag racing for the rest of our life, or if we're going to be involved in drag racing for the rest of our life, the more of those kids that we can get amped up on drag racing, the easier it'll be for us to make a living in this, in this hobby or sport or whatever the fuck you want to call it for the rest of our lives. Like, we have to get as many of those kids as we can. And that's what I tell people, man. They're trying to jump in line in front of kids to take a picture. And I'm like, hey, bro, hold on. I'm going to handle this kid right here. And then he's like, well, I was in line. I'm like, I don't care. I already got you. That's what I tell him straight up. Look, man, I already got you. I don't need to take a picture with you or sign anything of yours. I already have you. You paid a ticket to get in here. You bought a shirt. I already have you. You're done. You know what I mean? Like, you're a drag racing fan forever. Like, I have to get this kid right here.
Yep.
And the longer he stands here and nothing happens, the more boring this fucking place becomes and the less he's going to want to come here. So I'm going to make sure every chance I can to make this an exciting and awesome experience. I'm going to give him a spark plug and I'm going to give him a high five and I'm going to take a picture with him.
Yep.
And make his experience to where he wants to come back to this racetrack every time, or he wants to follow us around, or he wants to see us race, because that's how we're going to make money. No matter what you do in this hobby or sport, if you make money off the automotive culture or drag racing or any facet of what we do, if you're making money off of it, you need more generations of this behind who you have now. Because once these people that you have now die or go away or quit doing it or run out of money or retire or whatever, then we don't have anything. We don't have anybody else behind them. So we got to get all these kids interested. Right. So that's why.
Most of the adults were like, no, hey, get this kid first.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
You know, there's always
a few that are like, hey, dude, I was here for, they have that entitlement thing.
I was here first. But I'm a
big fan. I was here first. I listened to your podcast. I watched your show. I bought all your shirts. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, brother. But you bought 3 2X shirts and you got a kid with you. And you didn't get him shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like I'm fixing to help this kid out. You know, that's so. But then you have other people, man, that their kids get hooked up and they get nothing. So it's, you know, it's cool. It really is. But yeah, the spark plug thing, it just came to my, like, I was just fixing to throw all these plugs away. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to throw away for? Look at all these people standing out here. So I just hand them out to kids, you know?
Yeah, that was a great
idea. And man, adults get mad too. They're like, I want one. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Yeah, right. I'm like, I ain't trying to give you a spark plug. I'm going to give it to this kid.
Over anybody, probably over the age of 12.
Yeah, you know me, a couple pretty girls or whatever. I hook them up. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I got a soft spot for pretty women or children. So that's me. But old dudes, I don't give them nothing.
The old dudes are my demo. Yeah, I should be
that's
giving
your
them
people.
Stuff.
That's your people. 40 to 55 male.
Hell yeah.
Mine's like 12 to 17 female.
Yep.
But anyway.
So many people this weekend too you think you could get Chief out here, man? My wife has a big crush on him. I'm like, your wife and everybody else's wife out here, man. You know? I think what I'm gonna do whenever I'm like traveling on these trips and stuff. I'm going to put a sign around my neck whenever I go into convenience stores. And it's gonna read, I didn't bring fucking farm truck with me. I don't know where Chuck's at.
I don't know how
Dave's new car's coming. You know, and I'm pretty sure the Chief's going to outrun Kai. That's the fucking three things that I'm going to put on a shirt, you know, that right I can on. Wear around. You right know, on. It ain't cool
I'm
enough.
I'm going to put one around my neck.
Was there any more? Was there any more?
No.
There was four? That was what four. Was the other one?
No, you just named all four, but you said three.
Oh, I said three?
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah, whatever. It was a bonus man. One.
Whatever.
What are y'all counting for?
Yeah.
The fuck? Who the fuck counts
so
when he
there
talks?
Was one, and then C, and then four.
Yeah. I'm going to put a sign around my neck that says, actually, I probably won't. Never
yeah,
mind.
You better not,
yeah, I better not do
right
nothing. I better it, not bro. Do nothing. Yeah. I will have one that says, I'm not hugging your dude. Like, I'm not hugging dudes. I tell them all the time, look, I'll hug her, but I ain't hugging you, bro. They get all mad, too.
I hug the dudes, too.
Really?
Yep.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
So, anyway. All right. We good?
Yeah,
we're out.
I'm out.
We're going to go get the cars ready for the next one. We'll see y'all in Memphis, March 17th through the 20th. Come check
us
out. Bring your kids.
Yeah. Bring your kids.
Bring y'all's
or
kids
your, or
out.
Your hot
take
wife
my,
or whatever.
Take my picture with Chief.
All right,
hold
man.
My beer.
Have a good one.
See ya. Deuces. Be careful.